And that's why I'm here, Sam, because I give it 100 trillion percent all the time. So welcome everybody to the Burn Away Podcast, and this is 100 trillion fucking percent.
Wow. I get all of Ryan tonight.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Okay. Are you going to be doing that the whole time, Ryan?
It's a halls.
Are you feeling sick?
My throat is a little scratchy. It's a little scritchy.
Does it feel COVID-y?
No, shut up.
Here's the deal, Ryan. We have an important email to write.
Yeah.
To remind people about the sold-out Illiterists Burn and Rave haiku battle with a Modesto theme.
Yes.
We're having a disagreement on the tone of this email.
Yes.
I feel as a professional, starting with, we will see you soon, is appropriate.
And I feel that is very boring.
And you...
As a professional, I feel we should let them know how excited we are to see them soon. Not just that we will see them soon. And so I suggested we say, we're so excited... We could cut glass with our nipples.
Yeah, you know, when you say it now, it sort of resonates with a powerful metaphor, although a little erotic.
Yes.
But also it sends the message of joy.
It does send the message of joy. Big, hard nipple joy.
It's smart. I used a thesaurus.
Here's the problem from a scholarly point of view. As a feminist, an unabashed scholar of the feminine, as soon as you say nipple, it denotes, it suggests
femininity. I have nipples.
You do, but nobody obsesses about your nipples or male nipples.
No.
Your nipples are free, right? They're free to be free. Men's nipples are free to be free. Women's nipples... have to wear burkas.
I thought about the other day. It is completely fucking retarded that there are any laws that are different simply because you're a man. You know what I mean? Like, I am an adult man. I can leave my house without a shirt on. You are an adult woman. You cannot.
Right.
It is so weird to me.
It is very, very unfair.
Just for being a woman, you are not allowed to leave your house with... You know what I mean?
Right. I would like to make two quick laws. One, you should never run out of the house topless. That should be illegal.
Me.
You.
Me.
Yes. I think it should be person by person, not by gender. Right?
Person by person is a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's annoying. You're singling me up, bro.
Come on.
I'm under 10% body fat.
That's why you shouldn't be running around. This fucking skeleton is freaking everybody out.
I'm lean.
Bro.
I'm lean.
Bro, you are not lean.
Bony, scraggly, scraggy, scrawny, skinny.
I want you to eat more.
I'm trying.
Can I get you a subscription to my bread person?
What? I don't want no bread.
I can get you a bread subscription,
no carbs.
Dude.
I don't need no carbs.
This is
I
your
need
problem.
Cheese, bro. Cheese.
Your breasts... should never be exposed.
Oh, ugly naked guy is decorating his tree. Oh my God, you should see the size of his Christmas balls.
My breasts are beautiful. They are as God made them, so they are perfect.
Do you think, though,
give me off.
Instead of women having to, you know, cover up their mammary glands, I think the law should be...
Sounds like it's something that...
Everybody should have to cover their shit.
Yeah, I think shirts on is probably
men
a good
should
policy.
Fucking put pasties on, right? And cover that shit up.
Come on, dudes.
Especially the hairy ones. Come on, dude.
Yeah, no sweaters at the beach.
I need to ask you a mature...
The beach should be a free-for-all. Like, the beach, I don't know, who gives a fuck what you're going to wear on the beach? You can wear nothing. You can wear a goddamn wetsuit.
Okay.
You can wear one of those old fucking stripy Oompa Loom fucking one piece with the butt flap thing. Whatever the fuck you want on the beach. That's like a no man's land. But in the rest of society, just leave your fucking shirt on. Even if you want to be a tank top guy or a fucking muscle shirt guy, whatever. But, you know, you got to have something.
Okay. So what I'm hearing, I think it's genius. Socially, everybody covers their nipples in throughout society unless there is an ocean and some sand. Like right there, you get on any beach anywhere,
the boardwalk thing,
free-for-all, let them fly.
Free-for-all, whatever you want.
Okay, so when you're near bodies
of water. Buttholes out.
Yeah, anything. Sun that perineum.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you do that? Have you been doing that lately?
No, I have not. I'm afraid of burning.
Like you're still ugly.
Now back to the email. I think still in society, the nipple doesn't always hit
with
the kind of subtlety that, and you know, it might turn some people off.
Okay.
Nipples turn people off.
We're so excited we could get glass with our peckers.
So close, you know? I do like we are so excited that we could, but whether it's the nipple or the pecker, I feel like there's a middle road there.
Oh.
You know?
We're
and not
so
everybody has peckers.
Excited.
We could
cut glass with our butt.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. I think we got to start over with a new metaphor.
All right.
But I do like, let's take it this way. Look, let's start with we are so excited. We're so excited
that you
Hello, friends. We will see you soon. We are so excited that you decided to join us for a very special night of haiku battles and poetic debauchery. If you can no longer attend, please let us know ASAP as we are in the lucky, unlucky position to have a wait list.
Poetry Open Mic Haiku Battle. To compete in the haiku battle, prepare 6 to 8 Modesto-themed haiku in a strict 5-7-5 format.
Open mic poets. Space is limited to 10.
A poet may be able to read more than once if time and space allows.
Due to the volume of awesomeness that we seek to bestow upon you, we ask that poets please be considerate about the length and timing of your poem.
Prizes and publication awarded to top poets. Doors and drinks and sanctuary pizza at 7. Show at 7:30.
Thanks for being a part of our movement.
P.S. Be ready for the battle paddles.
P.S. We have another surprise that is going to blow your mind, literally.
The Illiterists at Burn and Rave.
A division of Ninja Poet Productions. I feel like you're lost. I feel like you're lost.
I'm getting there.
Have you looked into Scientology?
Oh, that's the one Tom Cruise is in, and he's completely normal.
Look at him. Dude.
The most normal, down-to-earth guy I've ever seen.
If Scientology made us more like Tom Cruise, why wouldn't everybody be a Scientologist?
Do you think he's their little assassin? They drop him down air vents and stuff to stab people in the way they sleep? Because he can fit down air vents. He's got all that training.
Yeah.
He does all them stunts and shit.
Yeah.
He can rappel out of a little air duct.
I think.
He's small enough to fit through the little ones in your ceiling. You know the little tiny ones?
Yeah.
He can fit his little stupid creepy. You've been through.
Oh, yeah. How do you think I peep around in the neighborhood, bro?
We can use you as a little
I know what's going on in your house. I've been up there, down there. I'm in the crawl spaces.
And he looks at me in the Tom Cruise kind of way and he goes, welcome to Mission.
I could have made a lot of money as a contractor.
I would just dangle down and lick people's faces while they sleep.
That's what you would do.
Sleep.
If you had the power of, I don't know, let's say invisibility, you would dangle above people and just lick them to sleep?
There is literally no, like anybody who says that they like, what superpower would you want? And then you pick one and say, what would you use it for? Well, I'd use it for good. There is literally no way you could have a superpower and use it for good.
What?
No one could.
What are you talking about?
It would corrupt you, Sam.
You think, first of all, I have a lot of superpowers. They have not yet corrupted me.
That's a good point.
let's say I had the power of invisibility. What could I possibly do that would be corruptive? Peep in on you?
I was thinking like elections. Dun, dun, dun.
You think I would use my invisibility to sneak in and
banks? Rig an election? Dun, dun, dun.
I wouldn't even steal anything. I don't know. What would you choose between invisibility and the ability to fly? Those seem like the top two.
Those do seem like the top two. Being that I work in like factory environment, probably invisibility. Take naps whenever I want, bro.
Bro, if you're invisible, do you even need to work anymore?
Oh, I'm going too small with it.
Yeah, what? Wait, you're going to go to work and then just fucking be invisible and you're still at work, bro? Why? You have been trained by the man. Right. Too hard, bro. We got to take that hard hat off. You got to take that hard hat off.
Holy shit.
You're invisible. You can fucking go to the man, pick his pockets, and leave.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Invisibility. See, I think you're afraid of heights. I'm afraid of heights. Everybody thinks flying, but fuck that, dude. Most people be flying at 2-3 feet.
It depends. I mean,
to be worming it.
Like the ocean was a lot less scary when I knew how to scuba dive. You know what I mean?
What?
Like
it was less scary.
Falling wouldn't be scary if you could fly because you could just save yourself.
Birdman.
Wow. I see.
You would never actually be falling. Like a bird can't fall until it's dead. Do birds just fall out of the sky? Do they just die mid-flight? Or do they die
perched?
That's
a good question. When a bird has a heart attack.
Or how do birds even die? Like, what's... They don't have cardiac arrest. They eat seeds and shit. They eat what they're supposed to eat.
Or when someone throws them, like, Alka-Seltzer and stuff.
Or yeah, shoots
fucking
them. Big Mac.
Yeah.
What you call it?
Fucking burger? Chicken nugget?
The chicken nugget. I'm talking about
sesame
seagulls.
Seeds.
We used to get fucking just shit on by seagulls. In junior high, it was awful.
Dude.
They had to put up tarps over the lunch tables because we got bombed so bad.
And just your crew, huh? Everywhere you walked. That's weird, man. Isn't that weird? Those seagulls just shit on you. Everybody else fucking
so
clean
weird.
As a whistle. Yeah. Look, that's an omen, bro.
Pig pen.
Dude, that's an omen. But wouldn't that be funny, though? Seriously. If there was just a flock of seagulls that only followed around a certain group and just shit on them. I was going to make an emo kid joke there. They sort of had that makeup, like, seagull shit down their, like, cheeks, right? And just left the little white and black
shit. Seagull shit?
So, yeah.
Look.
It kind of looked mimey a little bit.
Give me the seagull shit.
Yeah, give me that seagull shit look, man.
Hey, is that an emo kid? Let's bully him because he's different.
Wrist check.
Fucking big baggy hefty pants. Man, those pants were dope. Hauser pants, like you can live in them. I think that's why they were called Hauser pants. They're
like
so big.
10 pegs that like fold out.
Oh, yeah.
You can like nail them to the ground. Pretty soon you're inside your own tent dancing. But they're still, somehow they're still your pants. You're inside a tent that are somehow.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? You are a genius. You just don't even know it. It requires someone like me to come fucking excavate the genius out of you. Do you realize what you just invented?
Tent rave pants?
It's time for another good idea, bad idea.
Fucking tent pants, bro. Who fucking makes tent pants? Trademark copywritten right now. Tent pants. We just fucking solved homelessness, bro. You give a fucking pair of tent pants to some dude. He's fucking cruising. He gets tired. Boom. Pulls a button, pulls a belt, unzips it.
Pockets for the lanterns.
Boom.
Pockets for
yes,
his food.
Every, fuck yes. He's got a whole fucking tent bursts around him. At the very least, he could lie down. Like, we could have some hooks, some zippers,
yeah,
maybe
totally.
A little catheter to piss. Dude, a little flap to shit. It's weatherproof. Dude, come
tent
on.
Pants.
Tent pants.
Tent pants.
Put a little soft lining on the inside.
Let's not even talk about camping survival. Right? You go camping with tent pants. In case something happens, you get separated from your campsite. You got your tent pants.
Yes!
You can both, oh, I don't know where I am. I'm lost. There's a bear. Tent pants. Boom. Oh, safe and cozy.
Could have, like, slept on couches, but I wanted the tent so that I'd have more privacy for crying.
Transforming tent picture. Dude, this is a whole new market. I'm going to get REI on this, dude. I'll get Royal Robbins.
If they haven't
I know
stolen it already.
Dude, tent pants.
We got to keep an eye on this one.
Fuck. What about cat hats?
Hey, you shut your face! If we want to hear you talk, I will shove my arm up your ass and work your mouth like a puppet.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more, sir. I have money I would like to invest.
So, like, okay. You know, we're just riffing.
Right.
On this, okay? Cat Hat.
This is
so
my brainstorming.
I'm thinking
cat hats.
That is, cats really don't do shit. They just kind of sit in a little curled up ball position, okay? But a lot of people like cats.
You're speaking my language.
You fucking put a big hat on that has like the little cat pad shit, and you just fucking carry your cat all around on your head. Cat hat.
Cat hat.
Yep. What do you think?
It's your hat. The cat lays on top of it.
Yep.
Your hat. Cat hat.
Cat hat. Cat,
not a hat for the cat. A hat for you for the cat.
Yes. So
I
you
love
can
it.
Just wear your cat.
A hat for you for your cat. Cat hat.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Meow.
Hey, Ryan.
That's me.
I have a science question.
Oh.
Okay. You're a car guy. You understand speed.
Oh.
You understand
math.
I'm not sure that science isn't totally fake. It's a lot of fake news out there, and I was reading on the internet today.
Can't be too careful.
Look.
Well, you need experts.
They're telling us
like
a day is like 24 hours long, which I'm going to trust for now. I think time is fucking a concept. I think time is a construct. What?
Time exists nowhere in the universe except the human mind.
Ooh, so you might be onto something here that maybe we're going to agree. So a day is like 24 hours long if you believe the man, right? So I'm going to trust that for a second. But on this fucking internet thing I read, it said that how fast the Earth is spinning. It said that based on the speed at the equator, the Earth spins 1,037 miles per hour. And so I want to know how the fuck is that possible? Because, like, I've gone, like, 90 miles an hour in my car, right?
Isn't it, like, 27,000 miles in a day or something?
So how is that possible, dude? How is it spinning so fast and we're not just falling off? If the Earth is moving, like, a fucking faster than a Ferrari, like, I've gone 75, 85 in my minivan, right?
That's close.
And if I jerked to the left or the right, I would totally topple and die, right? So if the Earth is spinning 1,000 miles an hour, how come we're not just on hamsters on a wheel and shit?
Because it's really, really big. Really big. Compared to us, the Earth is really big. So we're kind of sucked to it.
So
like static. Like we're like a dust bunny. We're like a cosmic dust bunny. So there's like a button or somebody. You know what it is? You know what you and I are? Like you drop a gummy bear and that's already been in your mouth.
Yeah.
So the old skin has been broken just a little bit. It's got some gooiness on it now. And it rolls under the couch and everything fucking sticks to it. There's like sand. You know, sand.
Yeah.
Dog hair.
Whatever's under your...
All that shit. Money. That's kind of us. There's the gummy bear. And we're just kind of shit stuck to the outside of it because it's spinning so fucking fast and it's so big.
So if it's bigger, it moves faster?
That's why there's gravity.
Because if I race Joe, for example.
This shit's weak! Was he?
I feel like I would be faster even though he's a little bit bigger. So like, how are you saying that big things move faster? That just doesn't make sense to me. Because you're saying like Joe would run like 1,000 miles an
hour.
He's
surprisingly
nimble.
While
I do 10 miles an hour. It doesn't make any sense.
He's surprisingly nimble. But you remember, you would be stuck to him like a gummy bear.
So you're saying he can run faster than me if I'm on his back?
No, it doesn't matter. You would just be stuck to him. And so you would get where you're going for free.
Okay.
You see, but you wouldn't have to run yourself. You would just get around. So it's like being on the Earth. You don't have to run around the sun. The Earth takes you.
Get the fuck up off me, dog.
You're racing or
like
being near Joe
like those...
is like being on the Earth. You kind of stick to him, but it's, again, because of the gummy bears.
Yeah.
I'll get you eventually, Greybush. Time is on my side.
So the whole Earth is like those little things at the airport, like for lazy people, where they just kind of glide you across a
very... I wonder if you could calculate how fast
plane.
You're going. If you're on one of those going the opposite direction that the planet is spinning, like if everybody else is going 1,700 miles an hour, you're going 16,999.999999 because you're going a little bit in the people.
If you run, stop spinning, what would happen? What if it just like took a break?
Would we all float away?
Would we? Yeah.
Well, because the Earth spins on its own axis and it spins around the sun, right? We got a sort of a dual orbital action going on.
No wonder my mom's dizzy all the time. Why? She always complains about being dizzy. I'm dizzy everywhere. Dizzy. Fuck yeah, all this spinning, bro.
It's all the spinning, bro.
That's crazy.
Or she's raving a lot.
How do we slow this shit down?
If we all ran in the same direction, if we all drove our cars in the same direction,
okay,
and just fucking maximum gas, you know who's good at shit like that?
Yep. Elon.
Though, dude, burnouts is just like a car like trying to reverse the earth, right? The spin of the earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody does burnouts like the Australians.
Okay.
We get all those motherfuckers to light off their hot rods, push on that little island of theirs.
Yeah.
We might be able to turn this bitch
around. Is there a location on Earth? Okay, hear me out. We'll get Elon on this, dude. Maybe Zuck, the whole gang, okay? We find the largest plot of Earth that is uninhabited, unused, where we can bring in hundreds of millions of, like, Dodge Chargers and shit or whatever these fucking burnout cars are, right? And we just have the world's largest fucking spin out drag show. What do you call that that the kids are doing with the donuts and
but that's all disorganized bullshit.
But what I'm saying, can we affect the rotation of the earth with a party of spin outs?
Absolutely.
How many cars we need?
Oh, I don't know. 2,000? Trust me. Once we get the Aussies on it, we're cool.
Dude, we get the whole continent on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think one continent would do, or we need two?
Well, I don't know, a couple of continents. We were going to fracture the planet in half with all the torque.
If we took one of these big drag spinning shows and we put it like on whatever the coastal countries are and we did the burnouts, could we squeeze those two pieces of Pangaea back together?
Or make like a mountain range?
Oh, even better.
Right? If you don't like your neighbor, like the country next to you, everybody does burnouts.
Oh. Bro, we just solved fucking world problems, man. We just create borders at the border.
Burnouts for borders.
Oh, my God. You just started the greatest nonprofit charity organization.
Burnouts for borders.
Burnouts for borders? If the people in Arizona, Texas,
California... First, we lay out the black lines. Mm-hmm. Like the map?
Yeah. Yeah, that's your job.
Right. And then we can start working on the mountains and stuff. But first, we got to get those black lines laid out.
Dude, so we have a drag show first.
So just hundreds of thousands of dragsters just burning out in a row.
They're creating smoke. The borders and the boundaries.
Just, yeah, all kinds of fucking smoke and just nitromethane flying everywhere.
We might cut the earth right there in half. Dude, we got to be careful.
Dude, that'd be gnarly. Right down to the magma.
Yeah.
Saw this gooey bitch right down to her yummy, yummy center. What's that?
Have you ever dug too deep that you're worried about
that? It was starting to get hot?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I'm pretty sure I did.
Lava and shit down there, dude.
I'm pretty sure we were pretty close to some Chinese kids digging the other way.
I've always worried about that. Bugs Bunny got me on that.
Yeah.
But how deep does one have to dig to, like, die? Because, like, magma and shit. Like, 20 feet?
Well, I think I've never dug past 3 or 4.
What?
Well, in my mind, I was subterranean, bro. I was 30, 40 foot underground.
3 or 4 feet is the deepest you've dug?
Dude, 3 or 4 feet is a deep asshole, bro.
Bro, I have buried myself like 5 times.
Well, dude. I buried myself too, but I'm standing up.
No, standing, bro.
Well, please.
5'5", dude. That's... Are you talking about 6 foot hole, bro? I need room.
Well, you're living in fucking Malibu. It's all sandy. I'm in the valley, bro. We got hard pan.
This
hard pan.
Yeah, it is.
We had to use chisels and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But once we got our hole dug, we filled that bitch with water. That's a good time.
That's your swimming pool.
That's all any kid ever wanted. That's like GVA. They're talking about the end of the year party. They're talking about water slides and all this shit. I said, no. You dig a big ass hole. You fill that hole with water. Let those kids have fun all day in the mud. They don't give a shit. They're having the best day of their lives.
Man.
A muddy hole is a blast.
Ryan, I think we have run out of time.
I'm at 10%.
Yeah, you have diluted.
110% now. I'm at 10%. I need more Cheerios.
You got to get
Who am I kidding?
Gummy
Cheerios. Captain Crunch.
I've eaten a lot of Cheerios.
Crunch berries.
Never felt happy.
Cheerios?
Yeah.
Cheerios are fucking gross.
They're heart healthy. They're the best cereal for your whole.
Horrible.
Little circle pieces of cardboard. Delicious.
Oh, God.
Delicious.
They're absolutely pointless in every way. It's like a Tic Tac or celery. There's absolutely no reason at all to ever ingest them.
Well, we're going to say goodnight. I want to say thanks to Joe Zimmerer.
Fuck that celery.
All the work he's done.
Oh, fucking finally!
And email us at burnandravepodcast@gmail.com, or if you want to know about our events, burnandrave.events @gmail.com. Ryan, you okay over there?
Oh, that's awesome, bro.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.